Now, sunspots are dark, cool regions on the sun that we can see from the Earth. They're caused by changing magnetic fields, and although they're cooler than the surface around them, they can lead to enormous releases of energy in the solar atmosphere. Stefan Reynier from the University of Central Lancashire has been using a technique called helioseismology, looking at how vibrations are carried through the sun itself, to find out how sunspots arise.
The sunspots are a tracer of the activity on the sun. And what we want to understand is how the sunspots are emerging from below the surface of the sun into the corona, which is the atmosphere of the sun at about 1 million degrees.
Are all sunspots caused by the same process, or is there a range of different types of sunspots?
We think that there are different types of emergence of sunspots. So you will see at the end the same structure of a sunspot, which is a very strong magnetic field, a very dark area, which is called the umbra, and then surrounded by the penumbra. But the formation of the sunspot can be different. A sunspot can emerge into a pre-existing active region or pre-existing sunspot region already, or it can emerge from a very quiet area where there is nothing at all at the beginning.
So where do the disturbances that lead to a sunspot actually come from? I think of them as something on the surface of the sun, but do they actually come from the core?
We think that they're coming from below the surface, but not from the core. The structure of the sun is made of the core, which is the center part of the sun, and then there is the radiative part, and above that the convective zone. And there's this layer between the radiative zone and the convective zone, which produce a kind of dynamo generating the magnetic field. And this is where we think that the magnetic field or the plasma at the origin of the sunspot is generated, and then this material will rise from the bottom of the convection zone to the top of this convection zone, which is the surface of the sun.
Does the dark bit, the sunspot itself, consist of the same material as the rest of the sun, but with different magnetic fields, or is its actual consistency different from the rest of the sun?
No, it's basically the same type of plasma, except, as you said, that there is a strong concentration of magnetic field, which makes the plasma cooler and denser at this location.
How are we able to study them? They're something that we can fairly easily see from the Earth, but if we're studying where they come from before they break through to the surface, what tools do we need to use?
We cannot really observe the sunspot formation below the surface of the sun. So what we have to use is, recently there are some new techniques about helioseismology, measuring how an acoustic wave can propagate from the convection zone into towards the surface. And then if you have a very strong magnetic field, then this acoustic wave will propagate at a different speed, showing that you can have the formation of a sunspot below the surface.
And so using this technique, looking at the way that these acoustic waves actually travel through the sun, what have we discovered about sunspots so far?
We discovered basically that they have a signature below the photosphere, and then they rise towards the photosphere and then emerge to form this very large complex of sunspots and bringing us the activity of the sun.
And these sunspots themselves can then lead to solar flares or other activity?
Solar activity and so on. But what is basically new in what I have presented is that we use a new satellite which has a very high time cadence, a very high spatial resolution. So we have been able to see the emergence of the sunspot at the very beginning. So at the beginning there was nothing, and at some point you see the appearance of a strong magnetic field that will evolve in 5 or 6 hours in towards a sunspot configuration.
And does this mean that we can now predict where a sunspot should turn up, and this enables us to use our existing satellites to watch closely at a certain area, see it emerging, and then confirm these theories.
We can predict the formation of sunspots in the sense that we have seen this emergence 8 hours before the sunspot actually form. We start with a very small, strong magnetic field growing into a sunspot in about 8 hours. So we have the time to, let's say, predict the formation of a sunspot.
Yeah. What's the ultimate fate of a sunspot? How do they eventually dissipate?
We have observed a sunspot dispersing the magnetic flux, let's say, in several rotation of the sun. So basically the area of the sunspot will expand, so decreasing the flux locally and then disperse into the quiet sun region.
So as they expand, the magnetic field strength just gets lower and lower until it can no longer sort of sustain the cooler dark spot.
Yes, exactly. So the sunspot is a really confined structure, and then the dispersal of the flux will just decrease the strength of the flux and increase the area of the magnetic field in order to have no sunspot and no activity.
Stefan Rainier from the University of Central Lancashire.